Owen, tell me something.
Truman, did you know that it's May and we're still watching the Royals?
Dom, that's true. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom. That's true. Of course, I'm your host, Moth Truman, the Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined here by the bomb.
Tornado siren.
Owen, Dom. Yeah, they're closing in on us, honestly.
We're fine.
It's crazy, actually, the Royals got in. Now that I'm thinking about it, so we're recording on Monday night. Huge storms rolling in. I think I already seen big tornadoes in Oklahoma. But
yeah, they've got like the danger zone.
Mm-hmm. But it's honestly crazy that the Royals got in their full game, no problems.
Yeah, you know, because they were playing the how many people are going to be at the Royals game today game, and people were like 9,000 because of inclement weather, but it like didn't rain the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone
probably could have got cheap tickets.
Well, yeah, and everyone's going to be out of there by the time the storms even hit Kauffman, because mm-hmm. they're so up north. It would be crazy if they were at a more centralized position, so I'd feel better about going to games, but...
Did bust that out.
I loved that this week. So this weekend we were talking about going to a Royals game, and Truman made a joke that the Truman Complex is just too far away.
And 10,000 in attendance tonight, by the way.
And if only there was that, like, you know, a more centralized location, you know, like the Crossroads.
if only. Okay. I thought Vince was going to add something. He's stealing our pub mix. Stop that person. They're stealing the pub mix. Did you know there's just under 26,000 at the Royals game on Friday?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's great.
That is awesome. Yeah. Royals baseball.
What capacity, like what, 44, 45, right? Something like that?
Oh, I want to say it's in the 30s.
Because baseball, you know, you just can't put them everywhere.
You never hit capacity in baseball. I mean, the Royals also have just a ton of standing room.
Let's see here. Kauffman Stadium capacity.
When I was there for the World Series, the
37.9. Nice call.
Thank you. I would say 40,000 is pretty close too. In a way, we were both pretty close.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty sweet. Okay, so today for this episode, we do appreciate everybody who has come back. We got a fair amount of views on YouTube last week compared to our normal.
We got a normal amount of views, like normal. Thank you for all of our normal people who will always listen.
But I do think the extra people that one or two people that subscribed really do appreciate that. Hey, if you guys like the videos, like the podcast, don't forget like, subscribe. All that stuff really helps us. Leave a comment telling us how long you think Rashee Rice is going to be suspended, because that is going to be our first topic that we're going to talk about today. And then we're also going to discuss the Royals, and we're going to do the Royals Week in Review, and we're also going to do top five shots.
Yes, sir.
Top five shots. So, Owen, the question that I had to ask for you this week is, how long do you think Rashee Rice is going to be suspended?
Okay, so I actually really love this topic because of all the precedents that have been set for other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I believe Frank Clark got 2 games for his gun charges in California. Deshaun Watson got 12 games for his, because he didn't get a full year. He got 12, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then Charles O'Menihue, also a chief, got like 6 games for like DV.
Yeah.
And then Willie Gay got 4 for his alleged DV, which mm-hmm. ended up not being DV, yeah. But he got games initially.
There was property destruction.
Before a police report came
out. I'm not here to nitpick DV.
Sure. But Rashee Rice, you know, did something really stupid and, you know, caused a several car pileup. But nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. And the legal process has almost completed. He's already bailed out of jail.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be 6. And I don't think anything above 6 is appropriate. I think I've seen some people saying 8. I don't think half a season's appropriate.
Honestly, here's my take on it, is that I think if they wouldn't have had the dash cam video and TMZ wouldn't have got a hold of all this and whatnot, if this would have just been, like, because Jordan Addison, people forget this, Jordan Addison was going 130. Or
I thought
like
he was going 160.
Again, he was going fast.
Right.
He was going, maybe he was like in the 120s.
Yeah, I'll look up how fast he is while you're talking.
Final guess is 127, actually.
Gotcha.
But Jordan Addison was going like 120, and people were like, "You're crazy." And then they were like, and then he was like, "Oh, he was speeding to save his dog." And
140.
Like, 140.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure there's ever evidence of that. And he should have absolutely gone to jail. Doesn't matter. I don't support 140 for a dog emergency, regardless.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that he got off. And I think probably, honestly, a big part of that was that I don't think he got any charges.
No.
But he should have.
He got pulled over and stopped.
He was going 140 in, like, a residential area.
Yeah, he wasn't going 140 on the highway.
Yes. Rashee Rice was street racing. Not safe.
Yep.
And on a Dallas highway. Not safe. Clock's going, I think, like, 100, maybe 110.
Him? He's like, yeah, 120. I'll look up that, too.
Fair enough. I think it was, like, 119 to 116, now that I've said it. Because remember, somebody was like, that means Rashee Rice won. But I'm not sure that, obviously, him getting in the
wreck 119
is where this all comes in. And people were like, well, he had 8 charges. And it's like, Dallas cops were just kind of throwing charges at it to see what sticks. I don't think he's going to get charged all 8 charges.
Probably not.
I think they're going to negotiate this in court. I he's going to miss games regardless.
Yeah, sure. He's going to miss at least, at a bare minimum, 4 games, I think.
But I had somebody say, you know, oh, I think he's going to miss 8 games. And I was like, or they said 8 to 10 games. I said, no.
10 is insane. Shot, no way.
Dude.
For a car accident?
Yes.
Yeah, no way.
That's just, I just couldn't possibly imagine getting 8 to 10 games.
Because they didn't, you know, tag any alcohol on the system.
No. They didn't, you know, find any guns. They found
a legal amount of weed.
In Missouri. It was illegal, but a misdemeanor in Texas. And also, the NFL doesn't care about weed things anymore.
Right.
An
insignificant amount of weed. Well, non-insignificant, but not seriously significant amount of weed.
My guess here is 6 games. Honestly, I think he gets 6. I think he deserves 4, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's some people that are, of course, preying on the Chiefs' downfall and always. I don't know. It's a serious issue at the same time. Like, he did injure somebody, but I will say nobody stayed overnight at the hospital. Everybody's going to make a full recovery. There were some things where people were like, I saw, like, he really hurt somebody. And it was like, yeah, that's what the cop's job is to do to make charges stick. Right. They're like, Rashee Rice has permanently affected somebody's life until they're done healing from their injuries. It's like, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
I'm permanently affected from a paper cut on my hand until it fully heals too.
Right,
so
right. He's also got civil cases. He's going to be playing for free this season. You know, he doesn't make that much money on a rookie deal. He's also going to get like no endorsement deals.
He's going to be paying for all of the car repairs.
Yeah, there was like two $1 million lawsuits, and then like somebody else. They're also asking for like $10 million in punitive damages.
Those aren't going to stick, but. He'll obviously be paying for it in insurance.
He's going to be paying out a lot of his rookie contract. I mean, he's a second round pick. I don't think you make that much on the rookie minimum.
I mean, you make, you know, a lot more than you and me make, you know, 10 yes. or 20 times as much as we make, yes. But on an NFL scale, not that much.
No. And I, you know, it helps to also be on a Super Bowl winning team. You get a little more of a cut.
It does.
But I feel, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think, you know, obviously, I think it was so visual because
it
was on TMZ, the dash cam. They're also the Super Bowl winning Chiefs.
Shout out to the person who sold that video to TMZ. Congrats on your bag that you got.
Yeah, also a huge deal because the Chiefs, because Henry Ruggs had his situation where he obviously killed somebody in a wreck. Terrible, terrible thing.
That was
on civilian streets, as we've talked about before. You cannot, I believe in my head, you can't compare the Rashee Rice situation to the Henry Ruggs situation, because he was also drunk. He was also.
Have you seen the crash video of that? Of that car like tumbling around?
He eviscerated that car.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And it was also on like it was on the Vegas Strip. He was going like 120 on the Vegas Strip.
He was going faster than that.
Rashee Rice was going, I don't know, 20% faster than the cars on the Dallas highway probably.
Yeah. If you've ever driven in Dallas through that highway, everyone's probably going 90, 95.
Yeah, but safely, let's say 80, right? And he's going once, so he's going 30%.
No, faster. I wouldn't safely say 80 in Texas.
I know.
Speed limit 75, everyone's going 85 minimum.
Trust me, I believe it. But I mean, you know, he's going 30% more. I mean, and that's just, I don't get it. I know there's a lot of people that want to blow this out of proportion.
Yeah, Truman, Ruggs is going 156 on the Vegas Strip.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, difficult to do on the highway.
Yeah, that's, like, Jordan Addison speed levels.
Jordan Addison was going, like, 120.
140.
Yeah, 140.
We just did this, yeah. But he was also on, like, a residential area.
It's crazy. How do you, like, it's genuinely difficult to go that fast.
And listen, everybody should be in trouble. But Henry Ruggs obviously killed somebody. Most trouble. Jordan Addison didn't get in a wreck, I guess, but was going faster than Rashee Rice and got in no trouble.
In a residential area.
Yeah. And they blamed it on the dog. You know, I don't, if Rashee Rice would have said, oh, my dog was in my duffel bag, I was trying to take him to the vet, but everybody's like, oh.
Great job, Rashee. I don't know.
It's just, that's such an odd situation. And
I think the deal for Rashee is that they don't have a precedent established because he's going to be the first one that, you know, for Henry Ruggs, the law decided his suspension, which is 20 years in prison, you know?
Yes.
So obviously the NFL doesn't have to suspend him or anything there. With Addison, you know, they didn't charge him. He was just going that fast and the cop let him off, you know, probably, you know, Minneapolis cop.
Yeah.
So.
What's crazy, he said, like, I'm Jordan Addison, and the cop was like, I don't care, and they still let him off.
Right.
So you cared a little bit, didn't you?
Right. And then Rashee Rice didn't hurt anybody, but he still got in a major accident, and so now the NFL has to decide their precedent for how they want to deal with this. My guess is that it's either 8 initial, negotiated to 6 by the Players Association, or it's 6 negotiated to 4. Either way, the Players Association is going to get 2 games off of whatever they levy at him.
I think it's just straight 6 and he takes it, because I think he's done that a lot in this thing where he said, listen, I messed up. But I think a lot of when he's done this with the law of saying, I messed up, I'm sorry, I need to do, you know, I will do whatever it takes. I think a lot of that has been trying to also save face with, and I think if he denied and made it all ugly and, you know, I think that would have also been different. You know, again, I don't know. It's almost like the NFL, if Rashee Rice would just denied, you know, he was caught. I don't know.
Going from a non-Chiefs fan lens, I don't think there's any way he wasn't drunk.
Oh.
I think he had to have been drunk, and that's why he fled the scene.
Or he had something. Or he had more weed or something.
Something like that. I don't think if you don't have something on you or you're not drunk, you don't stay there.
They took bags. There could have been something. I think he definitely avoided lesser charges.
Or by running.
Worse things. By running away from it, which is crazy to say. So, right. But again,
I think eight to ten games,
somebody saying 8 to 10, I think is crazy. I think it's 6 to 8, and I really think it's honestly 4 to 6.
Yeah, I don't get what these young NFL players are thinking. Like, this is like the third or fourth.
Huge mistake, yeah.
Kid driving too fast on a rookie deal. It's like, guys, what are we doing? Like, because, you know, NFL vets aren't doing this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? I don't get it, but. I mean, then again, NFL.
Mostly because you gave a 22-year-old, I don't know, millions of dollars. Right. If we were 22 and had no responsibilities besides playing football.
Congrats, and you can buy a Lamborghini just off rip.
Yeah. If they just handed you $1 million, what would you do?
$1 million parlay.
I know. Me betting against myself. Turn that $1 million into $23 million.
I would have put $1 million on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl on December 1st, thereby winning me $100 million.
Oh my god! No, not a $10 million. It was like 10 to 1.
It's plus 1,000. Yeah, oh, it's 10 to 1.
Yeah, I was like, come on, what do you come mean, on, you're better than this.
$10 million.
But
then I could get in 10 car wrecks.
I've always told people this. Like, people are like, wow, like, can you imagine what it would have been like to be, like, Justin Bieber at 16? Like, make all that money and go I was like, yeah, I would have simply killed myself with drugs and alcohol. Absolutely.
That's what a lot of the, that's why child actors have such mental health issues. Because they have millions and millions of dollars. But
right. That's just one of those things. People are like, I don't know how 22-year-olds are doing this. Because if you played a game for a job and got it handed $1 million... that you could do with anything, and you had all of your summers off, and you were also
like 4 months,
a top 100 most famous person in the world at the time, you know, or whatever. It's like, yeah, you would do all these
and
things.
You live in Texas,
right? Yeah, I'm from Texas. Yeah, so
having driven on Texas highways, though, man, I'll tell you right now that going 120, it really ain't that much faster than a lot of people. I'm serious,
which is crazy to say, but it is. I mean, I support you in this. Okay.
It's, dude, driving on Texas is scary, man. They're flying down there.
So that's our legal and NFL suspension advice from somebody who's never had to deal with. Actually, I have gotten one speeding ticket. You ever got a speeding ticket?
Yeah, one.
One. How fast were you going?
13 over.
Oh, what was the speed limit?
I don't remember if it was.
Were you on the highway? Or
I don't remember if it was 73 in a 60.
Oh, okay.
78 in a 65. Or no, I definitely wasn't going 93. It must have been 73 to 60.
Let's say I got clocked going 90 and 65. So
dang, Truman, that's pretty close to like a bigger charge, man.
Yeah, I was going faster than 90 probably, but I was passing cars.
It's actually, you were passing a car.
It was a whole. I was passing like six cars in a row, and I also had this thing where like my parents were like really like scared me about getting pulled over in the left lane in Missouri. They're like, they'll pull you over for that, and I probably wouldn't have got pulled over. I also was driving a car where the cruise control had a recall on it. Like all summer I was driving this car, and then it was a shitty car, so it couldn't get going very fast. And then like I got to borrow my dad's car for like a couple, for like a week.
And so you were used to flooring it?
Yeah, I was used to no cruise control,
no acceleration,
and terrible car. And then all of a sudden I could have used cruise control and I had fine car. And I just was going way too fast. And now I use my cruise control religiously almost everywhere. Especially
I
blows my mind that people don't use cruise control. Like, how do you not use cruise?
I
people speed up and slow down. I was like, dude, this is frustrating. Tell me why you aren't using.
Especially
with adaptive cruise nowadays.
I set the speed I want to go on a street, and then I cruise control that like literally everywhere.
That blows.
But you're passing like people.
With adaptive cruise nowadays, no excuse.
If I was ever passing somebody and a cop caught me, you'd end up, going 30 over. When you're sitting there and you're on a 65 and someone's going 62 in front of you and you have to get around them, you're going to have to go like 15 to 20 miles an hour faster than them.
For sure. Absolutely. So that's just what I had.
That's the Rashee Rice segmento.
Yes. So let's talk Royals recap. The Royals, pretty good.
Six games above 500, baby.
We are, again, recording after the Royals have won here on Monday night. Spoilers for anybody who had it on DVR waiting to watch it.
In the last week, Truman, do you know the Royals record?
Oh.
One game over 500, baby. Yes. Let's go.
Yes, the Royals over the last week. So they lost to the Toronto probably before we recorded last week, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won the next two games, so they were 2-1 on Toronto. Won the first game against the Texas Rangers. They blew them out on Friday night, 7-1. Then they lost a blowout, 15-4 on Saturday.
Yep.
Then lost a heartbreaker in extras.
Should have won last night.
Yeah, should have won yesterday for sure. Man, that home run just hit the pole, man. Ugh. Ugh. And the second inning that James MacArthur was doing, so.
Yeah, it sucks to lose in extras after, leading the whole game.
Mm-hmm. So.
And you don't get any points for losing in overtime in baseball.
That's right. Can't make the playoffs like that. So, the Royals lost that game, but won tonight. So, the Royals really over the last week before this Brewers game were a perfect 500 since we last talked to you guys.
Royals going 500 at any point for the rest of the season, I'll take it.
Yeah. If they finish six games over 500 with the way that the race kind of goes today, they'll be close to a playoff spot.
I mean, they won't make it, but will I, as a fan, be satisfied with that season? Absolutely.
Right. And we talked about, I posted this on twitter.com/teammachine, if you guys want to follow me. I posted this where the Royals went, I believe it was five games over 500 at the end of April. And I said, hey, you just do that six more times and you're going to be in good shape for the playoffs. And I don't think they're going to go five games over 500 every month. But I think if you aim to go 500 every month and you end up having one game over, two games over,
Yeah,
that's how you put together a good season.
The AL Central is also for no reason, like besides the White Sox being really good right now, and everyone thought this division was going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit, Cleveland, and us are just ripping out, and Minnesota are just ripping out wins. Didn't Minnesota get to an 11-game win streak?
Yes. Yeah. They finally lost.
Yeah, I saw that.
To be fair, seven of those games were against the White Sox.
But the Royals also won those games. The White Sox were so bad.
Yes,
the White Sox are going to be historically bad this year.
Yeah, so far, yeah, for sure.
Isn't another White Sox team one? No, it's a Detroit that's one of the worst teams of all time, right? They lost like 140 games or something crazy.
I think you're right, like back in the day. Yeah, I think you're right. So
21 wins on a season is insane.
Insane, yes. So bad. So, okay. So that was the Royals last week. I think the Royals are, I mean, it's hard to not call them contenders. Not contender. It's hard to not call.
It's hard to not be generally optimistic.
They're for real right now.
Yeah.
They're a regular.
They're once again a regular team. Yes. They're no longer the Royals. They're a regular team again.
Right.
I hate to say that, you know, the Royals being terrible is the norm, but it absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
And the Royals are just, you know, like, nah, you could say the Royals are like the Pittsburgh Pirates right now. Are they gonna make the playoffs? Probably not. Close, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're a decent team. If the Royals are this for, like, most of the time, I'll be happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, do you want to minimize and make sure I'm not blowing out the mic here?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. But, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to think if I've got – Listen, we're –
So what do you think about the starting pitching?
We're trying to get used to this.
I think the starting pitching is, like, really encouraging.
It's nice to have Cole Reagan's back.
Did you hear the Chris Bubich news?
No.
Chris Bubich is back in his rehab assignment today.
Okay.
In surprise.
Very interesting, especially after – oh, God. Who got hit by the line drive?
Oh, that one guy. He's still in the league, but
– No. The Royals had a guy take it off the elbow who's on a 15-day DL.
Was it Alec Marsh?
It is Alec Marsh, yes. Alec Marsh did take that off the elbow. He's been out for a bit. So hopefully he'll be back bottom of
Did he not start tonight?
No, that was Cole Reagans was back tonight.
Oh, right.
So, listen, they're not even their fully healthiest. Like, that's the thing is the Royals have still done this while not being – listen, the rotation was crazy to start the season, but the rotation has had rotation issues where you get a little hurt, get a little banged up here or there, blah, blah, blah. But now they're still doing pretty well. I mean, Cole Reagans, again, what, two runs tonight? You let up one two-run homer?
Yeah, one two-run homer. Yeah, well, you'll take that every time. Quality
one,
start.
One bad pitch, really.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Royals still have players that are slumping, like MJ Melendez having a terrible start to the year. But, you know, this has happened before, and he'll ride the ship. Of course, Salvi, you know, is one of the five best hitters in baseball right now. That probably won't continue.
That's crazy.
But Bobby Witt Jr. is looking like an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
So, and when that happens with a younger player, you're probably not going to drop off. But the Royals have a lot of hot bats right now, but they also have a lot of cold bats that can catch back up. So,
you have a younger player and an older player both playing like MVP caliber seasons.
So what I'm saying is if you get off work at 4:35 and you got 20 extra bucks, go to a Royals game, man.
Yeah.
They're showing a great product right now.
They're legitimately making me think about, maybe, you know what? Friday night. Babe, we don't have anything. Or even like, I might sneak out there for like a Wednesday game, dude.
Yeah.
Like now that bowling's over, it's like, you know what, babe? What are we doing Wednesday? You know? We're movie people. But we have AMC A-list. But if we're out of movies for a week, maybe sneak down to a game.
And I'd like to remind people that with the new rules, it doesn't really feel like a baseball game. It feels a lot faster. Yes. The game's only like two
and some change. It's doable on a weeknight. Again, it was done before we started recording. And we started recording this. We had to do it two or three times because we had a couple of technical difficulties. And even then, I think we started by 9. And I think that game was over at like 8:40 or 8:45.
Yeah.
Like, it's doable on a school night for sure. It's crazy how fast the games go now.
Well, yeah, because, you know, back in the day, you know, like, oh, man, we're going to be at the stadium till 10:30, maybe 11 if it goes to extras. But, yeah, no, it's a thing of the past.
Yeah.
They've sped up the game. I love the pitch clock. But, yeah, I'll definitely be attending some Royals games. My brother
– game time was 2:27. Game started at 6:10, so it was over by 8:30.
My brother went to the one that they won on Nurses Night last Friday night.
Oh, what a game. Against the Rangers?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was there with all of his nurse coworkers.
Oh. Oh. Nice. Hell yeah.
I mean, because you can now.
Yeah. Right. And because the Royals have been bad for so long, there's so many good deals out there, dude. There's still a lot of good deals.
They still have their like $5 beer, hot dog, and like pretzel. Like,
yeah, they've got the
like
value
event
menu.
Tickets. Yeah,
they've got the value menu. No, not even. I mean, you could also get the Craft and Draft.
Yeah.
Or sorry, not the Craft and Draft. The Brew and View.
The Brew,
which is the much. I know it's crazy that they have Craft and Draft and Brew and View. Craft and Draft kind of a scam, fucking $40, but you do get like $20 worth of beer credit or whatever. Same with Rivals, but Brew and View. Is you sit at the – it used to be you sit on top of the Blue Moon Bar. It is no longer that. You now sit at the end of the top deck.
By the foul pole.
All the way on the left. You're sitting at like section like 401. But it's like $20 and you get a free beer.
yep.
and a seat.
Yeah.
And that ain't too bad.
No, it's not too bad at all.
Listen, carpool with some friends, split that parking.
My only problem with new baseball is I can no longer tailgate for 3 hours and then go in at the seventh inning.
Yeah, because now the seventh inning is only like an hour later.
Yeah.
It's really an hour and a half.
That's my only complaint, but, you know, just get there earlier, coward.
Yeah. What we're saying is go out there and support the Royals, man. I'm wearing my Royals jersey right now.
They look good.
Shout out all the YouTube viewers.
Shout out the City Connect jerseys, man. They're clean. Is that a real one?
Yes, sir. That is a real one. That's the one I got. I told you, I got this one at Rally House.
Oh, the deal?
At Academy Sports.
Kansas Sampler.
Yeah, when they were getting rid of all of them. And then that's why this jersey is, sadly, a Benintendi jersey, an Andrew Benintendi.
It was still weird that
Mr. Anti-Vax himself,
a relatively well-known player, had come to the Royals. But now that we're good, I see us, you know, next year maybe acquiring some people in a trade to secure our playoff.
Yeah, Benintendi was actually really solid, like when he came. Like he was
coming from the Red Sox.
It was like crazy. You're like, oh shit, no way. And then he was, you know, honestly lived up to his contract. I don't think it was a bad contract.
We sent him to New York, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, that was. Again, that was prime, like, 2021 COVID times where we tried – because we also traded Whit Merrifield to Toronto. Way too late, by the way. I was so right back in fucking 2016. I fucking told everybody – it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Whit Merrifield still should have been a fucking World Series champion instead of super mega bum Mondesi, dude.
Yeah, he fucking struck out on 3 pitches in the World Series and got a ring. 20 years old. Crazy.
18. He was 18.
Was he 18?
Yeah, he was 18.
Was he younger than us?
Yes.
No way he was 18. I thought he was 20.
No, he was 18. He was a child.
How old is Aldo Alberto Mondesi?
Do-do-do-do?
No, he's 2 years older than us.
He is? You're right. You're right. He was 20 then. Nice. Yep. Solid.
Yes. Let's go, dude.
Stat
Suck
win.
It, Owen.
I remember because we were asking people because the Royals had all of the depth chart on the T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you'd always ask people, who's Mondesi? Just to see if they knew ball.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go.
I remember.
Royals recap. So that's it. That's it for the sports content. Keep it short, sweet, to the point. But as always, it's not ever that short and sweet and to the point, is it? We've got our top five. Top five shots, Owen.
Truman, you didn't want to talk about the pass that Xavier Worthy dropped in Chiefs minicamp?
No, I don't care. I don't care about nothing.
Did you see that clip, by the way?
Yes.
Did you see that people were trying to make a big deal out of it?
Buffalo fans were like, anybody feeling fleeced yet? Dude. It's rookie minicamp.
It's fucking April. It's early May. I don't care about football.
All the Chiefs were honest about it. They're like, I think Xavier Worthy, he had a tough first day of minicamp, but then he really settled in.
If you look at that, that pass looks like it's grilled in there from 10 feet away.
Yeah, for sure. It was not the best pass in the world. But,
you know, I'll say it. Tyreek Hill dropped a lot of passes in minicamp, too. So
yes.
If that's your metric, hey, just remember,
also,
Truman.
Tyreek Hill just dropped a lot of balls in general. People never talk about
Truman,
balls.
Just remember that Case Keenum didn't throw any interceptions in that one mini camp in 2018.
Never forget. All right.
Top
five shots. I know you already have your list. I'll let you go.
All right. Sweet. At number five, I went controversial to off the rip. I like a good Rumple Mints. Like, you know, McGillicuddy's menthol mint. I like a menthol mint shot. I really think it's underrated and similar to Fireball. Either you can take a shot of Rumple Mints or you have a Rumple Mint story.
Sure.
I don't have a Rumple Mint story. I can still take Rumple Mint shots and like them. Number five, Rumple Mints. Number four, Jaeger. We talked about this on the other pod, but Jaeger's just a solid shot. It's growing on me. It's not abrasive and it's not too sharp either. It's just, you take the shot, you're like, oh, yep, I drank a shot. That's about it.
That's fair.
Number three, a GWP.
Say it out loud, Owen.
I got a wet pussy.
It's a shot for people for Manhattan.
Yes.
It was that shot stop. And also, you see Johnny Cosk pulled out of Kansas City totally?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Thank God. Rest in piss, bozo.
Stick to college towns.
Johnny Cosk has a shot stop. In Manhattan, they have a wall of shots, and they used to. I don't believe they have it anymore, but they used to have the ghetto wet pussy, which was like, I don't even know how to describe
it. It has like three ingredients. It's got like Sprite, I think, and something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was good.
I don't even remember what the ingredients are. All I remember is that when you go,
it was curdled, but kind of in a good
way.
Yeah,
you go there and someone goes, "Hey, get a GWP," and you're like, "Dude, that sounds disgusting. What the hell is a ghetto wet pussy? Like, what the fuck could that possibly be?"
And it was good.
And then everyone goes, "Trust me, trust me." And then you take it, you're like, "Oh yeah, it's pretty good."
Okay,
that's all I remember. Number two, green tea shot. You know, solid. It's the basic. It's the most basic.
It's a bomb, technically. It's the most basic. Green tea is a bomb, technically.
Maybe.
I'll give you this.
Yeah.
But, I know you can buy them at shots. They're also always like $1 million.
That's true. That's true. Do you
know
what
my always trying to get you to buy green tea?
Do you know what my number one is?
No.
I think you'll be upset when I say it.
I think I am going to be upset when you say it.
A Vegas bomb.
Oh, that's a bomb. I mean, that literally has bomb in the name.
Yeah, I know. But
that isn't what I thought you were going to say.
But it's you can still
my take number it. Five is what I thought you were
you can still take it as a shot, of course.
Yeah, it's a bomb.
Whatever. It's my favorite shot.
Okay.
Number five, Rumble Mints. Number four, Jaeger. Number three, GWP. Number two, green tea. And number one, Vegas.
And I know a lot of people are going to be yelling at the screen here. We are leaving off tequila shots. I don't like tequila shots.
I don't like tequila shots.
I had really good tequila. I was on vacation in Myrtle Beach. Not vacation. I was on a work trip that kind of felt like vacation. I mean, it's a great trip, but I did learn a lot. It doesn't matter. But I had tequila when I was in, and we had really good tequila, and it was really good. But I also kind of got fucking scammed into it, which was like, because we were there with a company, and the company was buying like the dinner for us, and they were like, "Okay, just don't get any like $30 cocktails." We're like, "Oh yeah, sure." No prices on any of the drinks,
by the way.
So we're like, "All right, whatever." But this lady, like, you know, they were like giving us stuff, and this lady comes around, and she has like the tequila cart, and we're like, "Yeah, like, give me a shot of the tequila." We're like, "Yeah, sure." And she gives it to us, and we're like, "Okay." We're like, and it was the really fancy one, the one that's in the blue and white bottle, which, to be fair, we're like, whatever. So, but it was, you know, it's like Cazal Azul or Casa Azul, whatever it is. But it was good. It was really good. Like, we just sipped it. We didn't even take the shot of it. So she gives us that. They then bring over checks, and they're $17 a piece. And we were like, what? We're like, that's crazy. And, like, but at the same time, we were like, hey, like, they said, like, if it's not $30, like, we don't need to get charged. We don't need to get charged separately. Like, this should just go on the company tab. And they're like, oh, okay, sorry about that. And they walk away. They pick up the checks and walk away. We're like, yeah, well, that was crazy. Bring back the checks. The drinks now cost $31 a piece. We're like, what?
So they're, that's weird.
Super crazy, whatever. I, you know, I have a company card. I was showing somebody, I was taking an engineer out. So, you know, we pay for a lot of the trip. So I put the shots on the company card, whatever, but super annoying. But what I'm saying is tequila shots will not be on either of our lists. Neither of us love tequila, but tequila is the only one that is technically not a depressant.
So. Technically, green tea is a tequila shot.
Is it really? It's got tequila in there? Interesting. Good for your green tea. Okay, number five. And I think this is one that I thought was going to be your number one. And I think a lot of people are probably screaming through the screen that you left it off. Number five, Fireball. The OG. Really the classic.
I'm fine with Fireball, yeah.
Fireball number five. Number four, Lemon Drop Shot.
Like
a nice lemon drop. Excuse me. Sorry, we had Cayman Jack margaritas in there fighting me all episode.
Truman's having a battle over there.
A little heartburn. Number three. And I did peach / apple crown. One of the fruit crowns.
Yeah, those are good.
They live in the same mind space for me.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. But number three. Number two, this is where I put Rumple Mints.
Mm.
Rumple Mints, I mean, it's just nice to have a nice like menthol shot. I mean, it's refreshing.
It does make your breath smell nice for a while.
Yeah. I can get steam after that for a while. she'll be happy with that. Number two, Rumple Mints. Number one, Jaeger.
Yeah, I figured.
Jaeger for me, again, I explain this to a lot of people whenever they're like, Jaeger's your go-to shot? Yes. And they're like, well, black licorice tastes bad. We had this on Grubbuds, by the way. Hey, listen to Grubbuds. But we had Jaeger we were talking about Jaeger on Grubbuds, and I was like, yes, Jaeger is 100% my first shot. And they're like, I hate black licorice. And I'm like, yes, black licorice is bad. Is worse candy for sure.
Yeah, terrible.
But black licorice still tastes better than alcohol. is always my explanation.
And I don't really think Jaeger tastes like that much like black licorice. Like absinthe tastes like black licorice. I don't think that Jaeger tastes that much like black licorice.
Well, and I think people have probably been too hard on black licorice. I think it is a bad candy, but it's not a terrible flavor. Like, it's, I think you have to
be, I don't know,
little,
I think it's terrible.
I think you have to be a little more mature to do it. It's like, I also have this thing. I do not dislike many flavors in this world.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't eat is banana peppers, and that's because it makes my body feel shitty. I'll be having acid reflux like all day if I have banana peppers. So I don't eat banana peppers. That's the only
thing
I'll
pick off. Maybe you're allergic to them, dude.
I might be a little bit. Yeah, maybe the acidity or something.
Maybe, yeah.
But it's the only thing that makes me feel that way. So, I don't know what it is.
It does have an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
And I liked them,
but I just can't do it. So, yeah. But like, I like olives, I like mushrooms. I worked through both those things. Those things I didn't like, and then I learned to like them by eating them when I'm hungry.
Like beer.
That's a little trick for all of you. Yes. Yeah, it's like beer. You drink it when you're thirsty, then you really enjoy it.
After you mow the lawn.
Top beer? Next week, maybe we do top five beers.
Just in general?
Like top five times to have a beer.
Oh, yes.
I saw people were discussing this on Twitter. There was discourse, and maybe we...
I assume it was the K-State boys.
It was actually... shout out Everyman of Wildcat. Shout out Ozzy. Shout out Ben.
Shout out
Ben
Jam. Big Oz.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Okay, number five, Fireball. Number four, Lemon Drop. Number three, Peach/Apple Crown. Number two, Rumple Mints. And number one, Jaeger.
Yes, sir.
I think that's it. Sounds good, right?
Nice little quick one for you.
Yeah. Reasonable episode.
You'll get this through in your commute?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Could be a commute.
Hopefully we have a little bit more news next week, but with the Royals just being solid and the Chiefs, you know, staying out of our way.
Yeah. Listen, guys, we're comfortable with this show. We're comfortable with all of you. We're
solid,
not going to force
solid, early, solid late April, early May, I think.
Our egos aren't going to force you guys into listening to a 45-minute episode just
Oh, just real quick, though. Yeah, haha, Mike Florio, you fucking idiot.
So, yeah. Why? Whatever, no.
Just throwing shit at the wall about the Chiefs, hoping it sticks with the Andy Reid retirement.
Oh, yeah. So
and the extension.
Yeah. Through 2029. A couple more Super Bowls. Twitter.com/OwenGossDominant. Twitter.com/SteamMachine. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Open Disaster Production. Shout out the Patreons. Patrons over at Patreon.com/OwenGossDominant.
Check out Spotify. Check out YouTube. Check out the TikTok.
Oh, Steam Machine. That's Steam Machine. I've been TikTok.
Share with your friends. Go to a Rose game, coward.
Shout out to the Dallas Stars.
Love you guys, bye.